Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See us. Please come see us right next door to Levi's Stadium. Should be a lot of fun for the first practice of the season. And what's... Shasky, we can't sugarcoat the expectations. There's not a Super Bowl or try again feel this year. This feels like this is the one. This is the year that next year is going to look a lot different. And I'm not going to say the window is going to be closed, but there could be a different cast of characters next season due to finances, due to having to pay the quarterback, guys getting older or whatnot. This feels like the year where, you know, you got to go all in on it. And I think the Niners have gone all in on it. But anything less than hoisting out Lombardi, it sucks to feel like this. And I get why people are hesitant to say Super Bowl or bust, because you want to enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. You want to enjoy the season. But boy, it feels like as we enter training camp and we start a new training camp here in 2024 on Wednesday, that the expectations at a setting is anything less than a Lombardi is going to be a massive disappointment for this fan base and this football team.
I think that's the end game. Absolutely. But I would also say that going back to my fanwidth, right? So instead of bandwidth, I feel like each fan has only so much fanwidth,
right?
Meaning sports that can occupy your time at any given time, right? And if the Giants were really good and they were going into a like good postseason run, you know, that would distract you from some of the 49er right. early season stuff. If the Warriors had made a bunch of crazy moves, and they still might, and we were preparing ourselves for another big run with the right. Warriors, well, that would distract me as well, especially come October mm-hmm. when the Warriors start to come back up again. And I know some people training don't camp. Get into basketball maybe until Christmas, right. but you get where I'm going
yeah.
with this.
Yep.
I think because the landscape is so desolate for a Bay Area sports fan, I think if anything, right. it actually makes all of these 49er games more satisfying. Like, yes, like we are six Sundays away from the NFL being back. I'll raise my hand and yeah. say, you know, I think maybe in years past, I would have been like poo-pooing the regular season
no.
because of the Niners, but because the Giants suck and because the Warriors, I just don't know. Like, I feel like all my chips are in the Niner basket right now.
Well, they have been for me the last, like, once Niner season comes around, they come around and we're locked in on these regular season games. I don't think this year will be any different, but I think the intensity with these football games, okay. knowing that this is a close, like, we may not have a team that competes for a championship around these parts. We'll see about the Warriors.
We will see.
The Giants seem so far away.
Yeah, they're
the
not.
The Sharks are far away.
Yeah.
The Earthquakes are far away. The Glens and the Roots, maybe they're far away. I don't know. The Oakland Ballers, do they compete for a championship? I don't think so.
I couldn't even name the league that they play in.
So the Niners.
I'm not trying to be mean.
The Niners, this is their, like, they may be the last pro team out here in quite some time that has a chance to win the championship.
Well, plus they are the Niners. They're the Niners. Have a sex appeal that's just different, and because it's the NFL.
But according to Steve Young on 49ers talk with Matt Mayoko and Jin Lee Chen, was last year their best chance to secure the Super Bowl? Because we saw Mahomes in practice throwing the Xavier Worthy back foot, rolling out to his left.
Oh, my God.
Threw a dime 50 yards. I mean, and the Chiefs are just going to be better.
So, well, let's talk about the Chiefs, because I think that's actually a really good point. So, what was the Chiefs' best chance to win a championship? In the last, let's just say, since Mahomes took over.
I mean, they've had chances every year to win them.
No, I know, but like in terms of roster.
Probably that first one.
I agree. Okay. Now, we like Andy Reid. I think everybody likes Andy Reid. And I think that their GM has done a great job. Brett Veach, I believe, is the name of the GM.
Brett Veach, yeah.
I think he's done a great job. And clearly they have synergy. Yep. And they have an elite quarterback. And look, he's the outlier. But Purdy's closer to the Mahomes category than he is, like, bottom-tier quarterbacks. We all could have. No one's saying he is Mahomes, yeah. Right? But he's in that upper echelon. So here's where I'm going with this, is that, yes, on paper, roster-wise, by far and away, this is one of their best chances. Last year, this year, they're very close, okay? And we'll see how it plays out in terms of health. But there's also a part of me that understands that even though I know I'm going to have to pay Brock Purdy and I'm going to have to lose some high-end players, if you believe in Lynch and Shanahan, which I do, and you believe in the quarterback, which I do, then you got to trust that in a couple of years, they'll be back in the scenario where the Chiefs were, where they kind of reloaded. They had a lot of young players, took a big step forward. The quarterback led them. He grew even more. And they kept certain guys, Chris Jones and Kelsey. And then they hit on draft picks. That's the key. You hit on draft picks. And then your elite play caller found a way to make it work. And boom, you're in the same spot. I'm not saying you're going to win it all. We know Mahomes is an outlier. I get that. But they found Pacheco. And they found a bunch of linebackers. And they found a bunch of secondary players. And then they found enough playmakers on offense with the all-time tight end and an all-time quarterback now. And they found a way to be back in the mix. I don't think it's over for the Niners. I do think it's harder, and they're going to have to hit draft picks. Like, this is their best chance is what I'm getting at. But this doesn't mean that, like, Shanahan can't find guys. This doesn't mean that Purdy can't become more smart pre-snap so and post-snap.
What's Purdy's growth? Where's his growth? Where does he need to get better?
Well, I mean, I think
because last year was the top three pardon me, MVP candidate, threw for the most single season yards in Niners history, had an unbelievable season, his first ever full season as a quarterback with the 49ers, 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, he ran for another 145. Where is the growth for him? Where does he get better? How can he, look, Mahomes is numero uno, number one, but you're going to have to close a gap at some point. And the growth for me, I'll give you my opinion here. The growth for me is when the chips are down, when you're out without a guy, whether it's Debo or Trent or Ayuk, can you win a game with your arm and your mind? Can you carry this team by yourself when you don't have premium weapons? We see Mahomes do that. We're going to see if Josh Allen can do that. Mm-hmm. We know Joe Burrow can't do that. No matter how good he is, you take away Chase or T. Higgins, or we'll see without Joe Mick. Like, there's a struggle there. Can Brock Purdy overcome some of the shortcomings that other quarterbacks have to deal with throughout the season? That's what to me is the growth for Brock Purdy.
I think that's a fair point. I'd like to see him use his legs a little more. I just think that his legs, I'm not talking about like gun runs up the middle. I'm talking about like scramble drills and, you know, maybe Shanahan moving the pocket. But to me, the number one thing that I think he will continue to grow is having more of his thumbprint on the offense at the line of scrimmage. Like, I think his number one attribute is his brain. I think he's really, really smart. And if I look at Peyton Manning, I look at Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, the real great quarterbacks of the last two decades, where they've separated as they've gotten older is having more of their fingerprints on the offense pre-snap, moving people around, and then using their brain to set themselves up for even more success.
Well, now, I don't know if Shanahan's going to allow that.
Well, I think this that's Shanahan's part of the offense. Growth of Shanahan I'd like to see. Isn't his brain his number one attribute?
Yeah, sure. I think so at times, but his brain at times got him into trouble last year. We could all admit the 49ers were not the same team that they were going into Christmas Day against Baltimore. Something happened there. I can't unsee the Baltimore game. That game.
They weren't the same.
I mean, he almost threw 7 picks that day, but they weren't the same team from that moment.
Yeah.
The Green Bay game, they were not the same. You know, Green Bay, you're down late in that football game. We were lucky that Brock Purdy walked away from that game without an interception in the box score. Mm-hmm. I watched the game not too long ago. Like, damn, we almost threw 3 picks on this one drive, let alone the game. So the growth for me is, can you carry this team if somebody goes down? That's what the elite of the elite do. Mm-hmm. They carry you. Brady, down chips, okay, you know what? We'll overcompensate. We'll replace this guy. We'll win a football game. We'll find a way to win. Can he continue to do that? He did. Like, as much as I just ripped him for the Green Bay game, they did find a way to win. They found a way to win. You get credit for that. But that, to me, is the growth. But Steve Young.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.